Welcome to day 28. We are up to Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel. There are only three Mishnayos left in Maseches Brachos. So we'll do two today, and then tomorrow on Shabbos, we'll do the very last Mishnah in Brachos, and the first Mishnah of Maseches Peah. But for those who are in school, maybe we'll preempt it and just learn that last Mishnah in school together. So don't worry, I'll also post the recording. But so that we can celebrate together, it'll be a pseudo-siyum. We don't do an actual siyum by Mishnayos until we finish an entire Seder, like all of Zra'im, and that's when we'll do a siyum with the Tefillah and with Kaddish. But for now, we can absolutely still give hodah, still give thanks to Hashem for getting to this point. It's a big deal that we're finishing brachos, and we should celebrate together. We'll have some nash. It'll be really nice. Okay, Mishnah Gimel. Bana bayis chadash, a person builds a new house, v'kana kelim chadashim, or purchases new utensils, new dishes, something exciting. Omer baruch shechianu. So we say, we thank Hashem for getting us to this point. And it's true, whenever we're getting something particularly special, something out of the ordinary that gives us a lot of enjoyment, a lot of excitement. The Rush says that usually that excitement happens when you're purchasing it, so then maybe you should say the bracha at the register. The other alternative is that you say it when you're using it for the first time. But the point is that whenever we're experiencing something that really brings excitement, that is particularly special, we should bring Hashem into that. We should thank Hashem for getting us to this moment. Okay. Mevarech al hara mi'in hatova. So this brings us back to yesterday's Mishnah. The Mishnah said that whenever we hear something bad, we say bad news. We say baruch dayan ha'emes. We say, blessed are you Hashem, the true judge. So our Mishnah is adding that that's true even when it's ra'a me'ein hatova. When it's something that is primarily bad, but there might be a little bit of good in it. Or it might lead to something that is positive in the future. So for example, the Barthinura says, if one's field floods, so then it ruins all the crops. That's terrible. But perhaps it gets the land ready, it makes it more fertile in future years, so good could come from it. But still, right now, you're experiencing that challenge, you'd say, Baruch Dayan HaEmes. And the same thing is true for the opposite. Ya'al HaTov HaMein HaRa. We learned yesterday that when a person hears good news, they should say, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. That's true, even when it's good, that has a little bit of bad, or that can lead to something more challenging later. But if right now, a person's experiencing the positivity, right now, the person's experiencing something that's just quite good and exciting, in that moment, they should say, Hatov v'hametiv. And I think the lesson there is also a wonderful lesson, that yes, we can constantly think about, well, it's not totally good, and it's not totally bad, or it's not in the future, it might not, but right now, why don't you appreciate what it is right now? Take a moment, if it's good, to appreciate, be present with it, and thank Hashem for it. And if you're struggling with something right now, you don't have to say, oh, but it's going to be good later to comfort yourself. You're allowed to feel that pain right now, but you should also bring Hashem into that. You should say, right now, this is challenging for me, Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Be present with those feelings. Okay, we continue with the Mishnah. Hatzoik l'sha'avar. This is such an important principle. One who screams for something that happened in the past, harezu tefila shav. That is considered a empty tefila, a useless tefila. What do we mean? Ketzad. Haisa ishtim uberes, a person's wife is pregnant, v'amar, hiratz on shetelet ishti zachar. Maybe you will Hashem that my wife gives birth to a boy, or that she gives birth to a girl. Harezu tefila shav. That is a useless tefila. We know as soon as a woman is pregnant, the sex is already determined. Right? Could Hashem change it? Absolutely. But that's not what we daven for. We'll explain that in a moment. Similarly, a person is walking, traveling on his or her way. And here's a terrible shriek. Some sort of tragedy took place in their city. So the person says, please Hashem, let that not be my own family. Let that not be my household. That's also used tefillah. You already heard the screams. It either was the family or it wasn't your family, right? So why is it so strong about this idea? So the Bartender uses beautiful language. He says, a really practical, but also beautiful language. He says, listen, my dehava hava. What already happened, happened. Could Hashem change things? Sure, but that's not what we focus on. This is my takeaway, I think. The idea is that when we focus on a relationship with Hashem, when we focus on our own well-being, our attitude should be not constantly thinking about and dwelling and trying to change the past, but thinking ahead. So whatever sex the child is, whatever the gender, let me be successful in raising that child. If that is my family, that's screaming, Rachman al Atzlan, but if it is my family, give them the strength, give them the koch, they should be able to withstand the pain, or they should be, that's a more appropriate tefillah, making the best of a situation, taking the cards that you're dealt, and being able to play them well. And I think that's much more what the Jew focuses on, as opposed to trying to constantly dwell on the past. Okay, Mishnah Dalet. Hanichnos lekrach mispal shtayim. We just learned that a person shouldn't daven in the past, so now we're talking about, well, what can a person daven for in the future? One who walks into a village, an unknown, perhaps a walled city, but a place in which the safety and security isn't totally clear. It might be a dangerous place. So someone who walks in there, mispal shtayim, should say two tefillas. Achas b'chnisaso, one when the person enters, v'achar b'yitziaso, and one when a person leaves, right? You say, please, Hashem, let me enter the city safely, and then when you're about to leave, please let me exit the city safely. Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai adds, arba, you should actually say four tefillos. Shtayim b'chnisaso, u'shtayim b'yitziaso. You should give two when you walk in, and two when you, and what does that mean? So you should say, this is a beautiful lesson that Ben Azai is saying, you shouldn't just daven before you go in, Hashem, please make sure that I enter safely. But once you do enter safely, you should say, thank you for having me enter safely. And then the same thing and when you leave. Please, Hashem, let me exit safely. And then when you do, you thank Hashem for exiting safely. That's what the mission of the last line means. V'nosein hodah l'sha'avar, you should be giving hodah, you should be giving praise to Hashem for what already happened, for entering safely, for exiting safely. And then, of course, if it's so'ek l'asid lavo, then you should obviously continue to daven for in the future, please let me exit safely or let me enter safely. So again, we daven for things to be safe in the future, and we give thanks, hodah, for things that happened in the past. We will do the last Mishnah tomorrow. Tomorrow's Mishnah, the Mishnah Hey.